This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I am joined right now by the author Shebelle Pounder. She's got a brand new book out, Tinsel, The Girls Who Invented Christmas. Shebelle, how are you doing?
Good, how are you, Bex?
I am super good, thank you. Now, a lot of our listeners will know you because you're the author of Witch Wars and Bad Mermaids, but you've gone into the world of Christmas. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I've always been fascinated by the character Mrs. Claus because I think we know so much about Santa and almost nothing about her. I think most people just know that she's Santa's wife and that's it. So I always wondered about what her life was like and, you know, what adventures she went on. So I wanted to tell her story. And Tinsel is all about what if somewhere along the way we've all got the Santa story a bit wrong.
It's more of a, I guess, like a feminist retelling of the story, isn't it? Because it's all about the friendship between Blanche and Rinky.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's about Blanche Claus, which is Mrs. Claus, well, the character we have come to know as Mrs. Claus when she was younger, and her best friend Rinky. Yeah.
And it's such a lovely thing. So you meet Blanche originally, we're in the Victorian era, which is, let's face it, classic kind of Christmas time. When you think of Christmas, yeah, you kind of think of the Victorian era. And she, I don't want to ruin too much, it's hard to know what to say, but she ends up on her own. She has to find her own people, as you say in the book. You've got to, you know, you find your own people in life. And she goes on an adventure to find who she's going to become, I guess.
Yeah. She sort of, there's a moment at the very beginning. She hates Christmas. Blanche is probably the only kid in the world who hates Christmas. And she, an old woman appears on this Christmas. She normally spends her Christmases counting down the seconds until it's over because she hates it so much. And then this mysterious old woman appears with a bauble, and when she looks inside it, she can see this snowy world and this sort of strange dancing Christmas tree. And that's what kickstarts the whole, her whole adventure. And it sort of inspires her to get up and try and enjoy Christmas. And she finds friends and Rinky along the way.
It must have been such a fun thing to write this Christmas story because you've kind of used old characters and you've created some new characters as well.
Yeah, it was so fun to go back and think about what alternative stories are there or things that we could have got wrong. So all the elves, for example, are called Carol. They're the Carols. And Eggnog, who's the giant enchanted Christmas tree, he's a new character. But then it was lovely writing Santa as a young boy and giving more of a voice, I think, to the character that we know as Mrs. Claus as well.
It was like meeting an old friend. When I first read the bit when you meet Santa, I was like, oh my goodness, I know him.
Yeah, he's so lovely. It was important to me that he was as lovely as always in the story. And he's really sweet. I love
Santa. Also, of course, we meet Rudy as well.
Yes, so Rudy is the horse that we mistake for the reindeer Rudolph. So mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's a bit of a character. She's quite sassy, is Rudy.
Was it quite difficult to try and figure out which bits of Christmas and the legacy of Christmas you were going to include, or did you know straight away how it was going to come together?
I did a lot of research into when we discovered the things about Christmas that we know to be true. So when they first spotted Santa, for example, that was in the Victorian era. And what I found really interesting about that was everyone just assumed it was a man. Because women in those days, you know, Blanche works as a carter, but she has to disguise herself as a boy because girls wouldn't have been allowed to sort of drive the carts on the ground, you know, the horses and carts. So if a Victorian person looked up into the sky and saw this sleigh and reindeer being driven by someone, they would assume, oh, well, it must be a man because only men can do that, when actually, of course, that's completely wrong. So it was looking at how Christmas traditions came about and the things that we discovered and how we interpreted them maybe incorrectly because of what they believed to be true at the time. So I kind of went about it that way. And then I looked at things like tinsel itself, for example, and when that was invented. And yeah, it was really fun to sort of dive into the whole Christmas thing. There's a little reference to a chocolatier in tinsel, and he's actually the guy who first invented Christmas crackers. So I thought that was really cool. So there's so many. It's really interesting looking at the history of it, and a lot of it was discovered in the Victorian era.
So it must have been fun to write this. But would I be right in thinking you probably didn't write it at Christmas time?
No, I wrote it in a heat wave in the summer. So I was sitting in my garden in a heat wave listening to Christmas music. And I think all my neighbours must think I'm completely crazy. So it was a good excuse to just eat mince pies and gingerbread and all sorts of stuff like that all year round to get in the mood for writing.
It's one of those books where I read it and I was like, I am so hungry right now. All I want to do is sit and eat mince pies. Was there a particular bit of the story that you just loved writing? Was it when they go and see all of the elves, or was it kind of on the ship? What was a really fun bit for you?
I loved when Blanche sort of arrives at the North Pole. But I think my favourite bit was when she's trying to master getting around the world, and she's doing what the elves call chimney swimming, which is where they've created this big obstacle course of ice chimneys, and she has to sort of dive down them and all the different shaped chimneys and the different challenges that they face, and she's doing this obstacle course over and over again, and then she's sort of weightlifting with elves and dragging eggnog the tree through the forest on her waist and things. Yeah, I really enjoyed writing that bit, sort of training montage of it.
I love that. The idea of a training montage in a book is underrated, I think. You've also made like such a lovely character in Blanche. Like she's such a hero and somebody that you're really rooting for.
Yes, yeah. Blanche is a lovely character. I think she's at the beginning of the book, she's quite pessimistic and then she starts to believe, I suppose, in magic, and she meets Rinky, who is such an optimist and believes that anything is possible. And she sort of grows and develops over the book and seeing not just what's possible in the world and that there's magic and adventures out there and people to meet, but also I think she sees the potential in herself and really sort of sees herself clearly as well.
So you've written about witches, you've written about mermaids, now elves. Are there any other creatures that you want to kind of write about?
I think so. There's lots of different ones out there, isn't there? I do have a new series coming out. It's not for a few years though, so I'm not allowed to talk about it, but it does involve kind of, messing around with a creature that we might know, that you might, I don't know, you might be able to guess, but witches, mermaids, elves and Christmas, and then it's something else, but I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, I'm so tempted.
I will let you know first though, as soon as I'm allowed to say.
Please do. Honestly, I was very tempted to just go through every magical creature I could think of, but that probably wouldn't be very helpful to you. I don't want to hound you out. That's not fair on me. So before I let you go, one last question. What is your favourite Christmas tradition? What do you do at home every Christmas?
This is one from my childhood, but I do it whenever it's snowing, and it's actually in tinsel in the book. It's mince pie picnics. So you get a picnic blanket and you sit in the snow and you have mince pies and usually hot chocolate in a flask, and it's very nice.
Oh, it's real! I didn't realise that was a real thing from your book.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone else does it because it's a bit crazy because it's so cold. But I was born in Canada actually, where there was a lot more snow. So when I was very young, we'd have snowy mince pie picnics, and then we moved to Scotland and kind of still kept doing it even though there wasn't as much snow. But still quite good snow in Scotland sometimes at Christmas. You get lucky.
Yeah, every now and again I'd say it gets a little bit of a flutter, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing your Christmas adventure with us. Tinsel, The Girls Who Invented Christmas, I imagine is out right now?
Yes, it is. It's out now.
And I know, obviously, times are pretty hard with bookshops, but I know there's lots of places online, lots of local independent bookshops still selling stuff as well to be posted out. So definitely still chances to get their hands on your book, right?
Yes, yeah, it's available everywhere. And yeah, lots of local bookshops are doing orders and delivery and things. So yeah, should be available.
Oh, fab. Well, Shebelle, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Oh, no, thank you so much for having me. It's lovely to chat to you guys.
No worries. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.